Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, March 9th, 2010. Residents protest in Gaza, Israel's buffer zone, as troops detain five civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military notified on Tuesday the villagers of Beit Likya, central West Bank, about plans to take over some of the land from the village to build the wall on. Beit Likya, a small Palestinian village near Ramallah city, will lose around 2.5 acres of land due to this military order. The military says the lands will be used to reroute the wall section built near the village. The lands slated to be taken over are privately owned by local farmers, and it is considered to be their only source of income. Beit Likya is located in Area C, classified by the Oslo Accords as an area under the total control of the Israeli military, despite the fact that all its residents are Palestinians. Back in 2004, the International Court of Justice in The Hague ruled the Israeli wall built in the West Bank illegal. The court's decision, which was an advisory opinion, ordered the military to remove the wall and compensate those affected by it. So far, the army refuses to adhere to the International Court ruling. Earlier on Tuesday, the Israeli military detained five Palestinian civilians, including two children, during invasions targeting West Bank communities. In related news, Palestinian youth hurled two Molotov cocktails at Israeli settler car near the central West Bank city of Ramallah Tuesday morning. The Palestinian Information Center reported that troops stormed the nearby Palestinian village of Al-Maghayr and searched homes looking for the youth. No detentions were reported. The Israeli military reported damage to the car, but no injuries. In other news, Palestinians, along with international supporters, organized on Tuesday a protest at the Erez crossing at the northern Gaza Strip borders, protesting the Israeli army attempts to create a buffer zone in the area. The protest started from Beit Hanun town in northern Gaza, during which protesters carried Palestinian flags and banners demanding the Israeli army to stop the creation of this buffer zone. The military destroyed wide areas of farmlands and dozens of homes at the northern borders to create this buffer zone. Israel says this buffer zone is needed for its security. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.